Well, the bracelet stolen from the marshes the night June Jane and Mr. Race visited there has turned up in a peculiar place. Mr. Race is buying it for Jane. He knows nothing of the marshes' stolen bracelet. We learned yesterday that the marshes' maid Nanette stole it, turned it over to a man named Davis, who coincidentally turned it over to Jane's brother Johnny to sell to Mr. Race. This episode is in two scenes, the Aces' bungalow and then to the marshes' home. But first, the Aces. Marge is alone, but here comes Mr. Race. Listen.
Marge, I want to talk to you.
What is it? What are you just talking about?
I don't want Jane to hear this. I just saw her go into the kitchen to talk to Laura about something.
Well, what is it?
Well, I've got something I want to show you. I bought it today.
Oh, for Jane? Looks like jewelry.
It is. Wait till you see. Here, take a look at this.
Oh, how lovely.
Not so loud.
You really flirted, didn't you? Why, this is really gorgeous.
You like it?
Let me try it on.
All right, but take it easy now. She comes walking in here.
I'll hide it. Don't worry. This is really something. Oh, but it must have cost you a young fortune.
Middle-aged fortune, I'd say.
Well, I don't like to get too personal, but...
Well, I don't mind telling you, Marge. I paid $1,500 for it.
$1,500?
Yeah, $1,500. Well, what is that? The price of how much it is or how little?
Well, a little of each. Surprised if you'd spend that much money and surprised it only cost that little.
Well, after the first, it's really an investment. Jewelry like this is always worth what you paid for it, especially this thing. I had it appraised. It's worth close to
$5,000.
$5,000? Yes, yes. I had it appraised. I didn't go into this thing with my eyes shut. And as for the bargain, well,
it's...
Hide it quick.
I'm going out for a few minutes, dear. I'll be right back.
Going out? Where?
Oh, someplace. I'll be back in a few minutes.
But where are you going this time of night?
Oh, it's nothing important. I
but give me your hat. You haven't even got your hat on.
Oh, yes. Honestly, I don't know if I'm coming or on horseback. Imagine forgetting to put on a hat. Laura, I forgot a hat. Oh, never mind. I'll go and get it myself.
Well, what do you suppose is eating her?
Oh, I don't know. It's the first time I ever saw her so bewildered she forgot a hat.
Yeah, but where is she going?
Sure, I don't know.
Well, I can't. All right, don't be holding that bracelet way up there like that.
Oh, I can't take my eyes off her.
Yeah, but I don't want her to see it. Take it off, will you?
Don't worry. I had it covered when she came in.
Oh, well, goodbye, dear. Mm-hmm. I'll be back pretty soon.
But where are you going at night like this, Jane?
No place. I'll be back pretty soon.
When?
Pretty soon.
Well, give me an idea when to expect you if you won't say where you're going. How long will it take you?
Oh, I don't know. My goodness, can't a person do a thing around here without...
Oh, let her alone, eh? Can't you see she doesn't want to tell you?
Yes, I see she does. But, will you be back in an hour?
Oh, I won't be that long.
Well, then how long? A half hour? A quarter of an hour?
Oh, a quarter of an hour, then. 25 minutes.
A quarter of an hour, 25 minutes.
All right, then. Go ahead.
Well, thanks. I'm glad you gave me permission. It's a fine affair to state when a person has to get permission to go somewhere for a few minutes. That's a fine how do you do.
Goodbye.
Oh, you too.
Well, I don't know what that's all about. I wonder where she's going.
I wonder if she's got a surprise for you, too.
A surprise?
I see. Miracles happen. I never thought I'd miss a thing today if you came home bearing anything like this.
Would you mind doing me a favor and hiding it somewhere in your room?
My room?
Yes, somewhere in a closet or under some stuff you've got.
Oh, you... I see. Yes, I could do that.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to keep it in my safe at the office, but I have to leave that open all day so that girl of mine there can get to any papers we have to go through. And if I leave it in mine and Jane's room here, why, she'd probably run it around and find it somewhere.
Well, but... I understand. I can put it someplace.
But not on your arm, though.
No. I'll take it off pretty soon. Let me enjoy it a little while.
Where can you put it in your room?
Well, I put it way back in the corner of that top shelf in my closet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And cover it up with a lot of stuff.
Don't worry. She won't find it where I'll hide it. Nobody ever goes to my closet.
Well, this is a surprise. I didn't expect you to drop in, Mrs. A.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Marsh. I just had to come.
Of course. Come into the library. Mr. Marsh is there. And, oh, yes, my uncle. You remember Mr. Collins?
Yes, I remember Mr. Collins.
Tom, it's Mrs. A.
Well, good evening, Mrs. A.
Oh, hello, Mr.
Marsh. This is an unexpected surprise. You remember Mr. Collins?
Yes, I know, Mr.
Sure, Mrs. A. remembers me.
I should say I do. Mrs. Marsh, I won't mince me. I'll tell you just exactly why I came here.
Of course, Mrs. A. Won't you sit down,
town? Well, I haven't time, Mrs. Morris. I had enough trouble getting away from home just now without telling Miss Grace about, you know.
What?
You know, I don't have to draw a blue point for you, do I? I didn't know a thing about it myself until Mr. Collins came to the house this morning and told me about it. Well, you could have knocked me down with a fender when he said he thought we took it.
No, not you, Mrs. Ace.
Now, Mrs. Ace, I said I suspected that maid of yours.
Well, she didn't take it either. She's as innocent as a new mown hay.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. Personally, I feel sure that she's connected with this case. She and Miss Nanette were entirely too friendly.
Well, she didn't have a thing to do with it. I asked her every question I could think of this morning after you left, and I'm sure she didn't do it.
Well, of course she denied.
And we searched the house from top to bottom, every nook and crook. And if there's a bracelet there, my name's Maud. Now, I just came over here to tell you all that I don't want you to let Miss Ace know a thing about this. If he finds out that you even thought we had something to do with it, why...
Well, he certainly is going to find out.
Oh, he won't if you don't tell him.
Well, we'll have to tell him unless that bracelet turns up. Now, Mrs. Ace, I gave you 24 hours to produce it. If you can't get that maid of yours to come across, maybe I can.
But I tell you, she didn't do it, Mrs. Ace. How can you be so sure? Because I am sure. I asked her.
You asked her?
Yes.
You didn't expect her to confess to it, did you?
Yes, I did, and she would, too, if she did it. But I'm sure she did.
Her actions have been very strange, Mrs. Ace.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean the way she took up with Nanette, for one thing.
Well, it was for one thing, to learn to speak French, that's all.
Oh, come now, my dear. You expect me to believe that?
Yes.
Well, we don't. And if you're so sure that she had nothing to do with it, why all this secrecy from your husband?
I told you why. He'll blame the whole thing on me if he can.
Well, if you have nothing to hide, or if that girl of yours has nothing to hide...
He has nothing to hide, not even a bracelet. I don't see why you think she did it just because she and Nanette were friendly. Why don't you say Nanette did it?
Well, by the same token, why can't we say Laura did it?
No, I asked you first. Why don't you say Nanette did it?
Nanette, why, it's impossible. The girl's bracelet.
Well, mine gets $8 a week.
So what?
So she didn't take it.
Well, as I say, that's a matter of opinion.
Well, my opinion
well,
is
wait
just...
now, just a minute. Please. And this is it.
Yes, Mr. Mars.
We're not getting anywhere this way. I want you to understand that both Mrs. Mars and I are just as anxious as you to see that this doesn't get any further than just those of us who already know about it.
Well, then why does he say he has to come and search our house?
Oh, please, Mrs. Ace, listen to me.
Tom, I think we'd better let Mr. Collins handle it.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with Mrs. Ace. I don't see why it should be necessary to embarrass her by telling her husband about it.
Why? Mr. Marsh, if you want me to handle it...
Take it easy now, old man. Hear me out. Mrs. Ace, I want you to feel that we're not jumping at a conclusion about this. We've given it a lot of thought. Mr. Collins here has been working on this case for a few days now, and he's made a good deal of headway. Of course, he may have made a mistake in his conclusion.
What is this? I tell you
please,
that
Mr. Collins, Mr. Marsh is talking.
Yes, and I think you can work this out amicably. As you say, you're convinced that your maid didn't have a thing to do with it. And, of course, Mrs. Marshfield's the same way about our girl. You can't blame her, can you?
Well, no.
Of course, Nanette had nothing to do with
Mary,
it.
Mary, Mrs. Ace understands your feelings in the matter, and it's only fair that you understand her feelings.
Yes, that's right.
But the one part still remains. The bracelet is still missing. Isn't that right, Mrs. Ace?
Yes, I guess so.
Well, now, you can rest assured that Mr. Collins will in no way do anything to cause you any embarrassment. It's only natural that your girl as well as ours. I wanted to leave no stone unturned until he finds the bracelet and the person who took it. But as you say, why let Mr. Ace know about it?
Yes, that's what I said.
Yes, and you have my word for it that we'll do everything in our power to see that he does.
Well, thanks, Mr. Marsh. That's what
well, that's quite all right, Mr. Ace.
All right. Well, I better hurry things. I feel much better now, Mr. Marsh, because I was worried. All through dinner, I kept thinking, suppose Mr. Collins comes over here now in the middle of dinner. Suppose...
Don't worry about that anymore.
Well, thank you. Well, I've got to hurry back. I told Miss Grace I was just going out for a few minutes. Well, good night, Mr. Morris.
Good night.
Good night, Mrs. Morris.
Good night.
Goodbye, Mr. Collins. I hope you find the bracelet.
Don't you worry about that.
No, I won't. Thanks, Mr. Morris. Thanks very much, Mr. Morris.
You're welcome. Say hello to your husband, Father.
All right. Come on.
How you put the
Mr. Marsh, if you expect me to stay on this
case... Just a minute now, you two. Collins, you get going and follow us.
What?
Go right to the house. I thought it was no use arguing with her here. And if she knew we were coming over, she might warn that maid of hers or somebody else connected with her. Now you can just walk in unexpectedly.
I get you. I'm right on her trail.
Search the place and stop the bottle.
I get you, Mr. Marsh.
Oh, my dear, you're positively wonderful. I never dreamed you had this in mind.
Collins, you understand what you're to do.
Oh, yes, Mr. Marsh. I got you. Search the house from top to bottom.
I'm positive that somebody there has something to do with taking it. And now that you've convinced Mrs. Ace that he won't search the house, I feel pretty certain the bracelet will turn up there.
Yeah, you and me both.
If that maid of theirs isn't mixed up in this, then I don't know what I'm talking about. And, oh, yes, I'm taking Nanette along with me.
Nanette? Why Nanette?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Marsh, I kind of have a hunch that she and Laura were both in on this. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it tonight.
But Nanette
is not... I think Mr. Collins is right. You take Nanette with you.
Oh, but Paul...
Oh, my dear, if she didn't have anything to do with it, nothing will happen to her.
Sure.
There's something behind not wanting Mr. Ace to know anything about this. Somebody's trying to see you.
Exactly.
Now, you better get going, Collins. And if you have any trouble, call me.
Oh, I won't have any trouble. Don't worry.
Oh, I forgot, Mr. Marsh.
Well, if Mr. Collins is on his way to search the Ace's bungalow tonight, we're afraid our friends Mr. Ace and Marge are in for some complications. We pick it up at this point when next we meet the Easy Aces.